Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stoller from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Well, we are into a new year, 2024. You know, if you did not like the way 2023 happened in your life, you have two choices. One is to continue doing the same things you did last year and hoping for different results, but we both know that is the definition of insanity. Or two, change what you did last year. Take a hard and realistic review of your life before God and keep what worked in God for you and change towards the ways, the concepts, the precepts that are found in God's Word and move closer to God. This is never insanity, my friend. It is a continual reality in a Christian's life, moving towards God through change. Okay, back to looking at that second fundamental truth, the natural man versus the new creation. And this week we will look at, continue to look at the old nature. Now each person that is born is a member of the Adamic race. We are born as a member of the Adamic race, and it is what the Bible calls the natural man. The Greek actually refers to this as the psyche man. Now, this natural man is what we are by nature. It is comprised of the natural mind, the natural will, and the natural emotions, and what we might call our human spirit or psyche attributes. It is the place in where sin dwells. Let me say that again. It is the place where sin dwells and abides. That is what we are as born into the Adamic, apart from the work of Christ in our life. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 2:14, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." 1 Corinthians 2:14. And there are attributes that we also lack. For example, we have no knowledge of God. We have no life. Our human spirit is dead through corruption of this world, and we are dead men and women walking. In short, there is not a trace of the living God that is contained within the makeup of those born in the race of Adam. This fact means that everything that humanity in Adam is actually contrary to God. They are all captive to the realm of darkness, governed by the enemy, and have that be man or Satan. It has penetrated into the very core of what a human being is. Now, there is nothing we can do about any of this, for as John tells us in John 3:6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. We cannot fix our condition through good works and education and religion and all that stuff, even though churches and denominations will tell you that you can. Neither any of these things control our fallen nature. They simply alter the outward manifestation of it. And Adam flesh is all that we can ever be. And if it is, even if it's religious flesh, it's still flesh. Flesh is flesh. In short, no one can change the kind of creature that they are by birth. Now, of course, we are here talking about the sin nature. It is also called the body of sin, the body of death, or the old man. Paul writes in Romans 6:6, "Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him," that would be Jesus Christ, "that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin." That was Romans 6:6. In Romans 7:24, Paul writes, now, Paul knew what he was talking about because he allowed God to open up his eyes to his sin nature through God's dealings and judgments in his life. So Paul writes here in 7:24, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of death?" And of course, the next verse, verse 25, gives the answer to Paul's question. "I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord." Not only is it impossible for humanity to fix itself or eradicate it, likewise it is impossible to control it. One way or another, the natural man is governed by the sin nature. Let me say that again. One way or another, the natural man is governed by the sin nature. Even if a person seems to be religious, that religiosity is nevertheless governed by the sin nature. Again, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Now, here's where it really gets bad for man. The natural humanity is not only void of God, but it is fully compatible with the enemy, had that be Satan or man. That's right. When Adam sinned, he forfeited his union with God and came under the government of Satan and the realm of darkness. Because Adam was given dominion over all that was earthly, he gave that dominion over the earthly to Satan, which included the earth itself, but also the earthly realm. That earthly realm included the earthly components of humanity. So humanity is not only captive to the sin nature, but is also captive to the spirit of the enemy that governs it. What ought to be clear is that there is no solution for humanity except for a new birth as a brand new creature. Indeed, we must be given it solely by grace, a new life, a different kind of life than the life that is possible in the life of Adam. God has not only made a way for us, that's right, made a way for this new life, but he has also given us a person whose name is Jesus Christ. Wow, God has made a way for us, and he's given us a person who is that life, and his name is Jesus Christ. The union in spirit between Jesus Christ and the human being is the new creature in Christ Jesus that Paul talks about in 2 Corinthians 5:17. This is the new man. In Christ, human beings are made new creation. That's right. Again, Paul writes here in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, and that is because of what has been previously said, if, remember the most important word in the Bible, if any man be in Christ, not the church or denominations, then he is a new creature, not a recreation, oh no, but a new creature. Old things, our old nature, our carnal life and all that stuff, they are passed away. In the Greek, it is passed over, because our sin from Adam must be dealt with by God. Behold, stop, look, and listen. All things are become new. In verse 18, and all things are of or out from God. 2 Corinthians 5:17 and 18. As mentioned, all of us are dead in Adam at our starting point in life. But when God draws a person to Christ, and that person puts their faith in Christ by surrendering themselves to him, they are joined to the Lord and made one spirit, that's God and our spirit, with him. Amen. More next week as we finish up this new creation teaching and start talking about our salvation and eternal life. This has been David Saul from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you have a tremendous week to come, and hoping that you tune in next week, and hoping that your new year has been good and prosperous. And of course, the biblical definition of prosperity is not money and houses and stuff like that, but the biblical prosperity, or the biblical definition of prosperity, is to push forward in God. And that is where hoping that you turn in and you listen to these teachings and you read your Bible and you spend time with God and you push forward in him, and 2024 will be a new and exciting year for you, and you will grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will come to know God in a deeper and fuller way, and Christ will be able to be just a part of your life in just so many ways. And well, that's what I'm hoping for you and for me, my friends. So God bless. Have a wonderful week, and hoping that you will tune in next week. God bless. Bye.